Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Well, as DJ Khaled said, life is Roblox.
That's right.
Life is Roblox.
Hello and welcome to Pocket Buds, a back pocket podcast where I talk to my best buds about video games and stuff. My name is Ruby Innes and we're talking about Hello Kitty Island Adventure. Sanrio has come a long way since starting as a silk company in 1960. Eventually getting their real start making Snoopy merchandise in the late 60s, the entertainment company now has over 450 original characters under their belt and deals globally in a metric ton of literally any form of merchandise you can think of, physical and digital. Hello Kitty, Sanrio's flagship little girl who looks like a cat, has had a variety of games released with the likeness of her and her many friends doing a variety of things. However, only a few have been released outside of Japan. Hello Kitty Big City Dreams on the Nintendo DS saw her making friends in the big city. It was a simpler time before things like roach infestations, cost of living crisis, and surprise landlord visits came to the big city. Then there was Hello Kitty Seasons on the Wii, where you played a human living in a town of animals, and you're also the deputy mayor. That one sounds a little too familiar. And then there have been a bunch more too, but they're not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about the newest Hello Kitty game to grace our screens, the one that's absolutely, positively, and definitely not a reference to Butters' favourite game in South Park.
Butters, you said you're on your computer all the time.
Yeah, but I'm playing Hello Kitty Island Adventure.
Released last week exclusively on Apple Arcade, Hello Kitty Island Adventure tasks you, the reader, with embarking on an adventure with Hello Kitty and friends to restore an abandoned island theme park to its former glory and solve the mystery within. In your journey, you'll meet all sorts of Sanrio characters, with developer Sunblink planning to keep the game alive with more characters and more things to do as time goes on. Joining me today to talk about the game is DJ, podcaster, father, TikToker, Sanrio expert, and good friend to me and Hello Kitty, Andrew Levins. What up?
I think I'm officially close friends with Hello Kitty.
Oh, you're close friends with her now?
As of an hour ago.
Level 15?
Something like that,
yeah. How you going?
I'm good. Thank you for a perfect intro. Everyone always neglects to mention that I am a Sanrio expert.
Well, I mean, like, it's topical,
mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's just something that's true.
Yeah, I know. There are three properties that there is just so much of in my house.
Yeah.
You can blame it on my children, but it's mostly my fault.
Yeah.
And it's Sanrio, Kirby, and Mario.
Yeah.
And Sanrio, I think if you were to group everything together under that blanket, probably dominates.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Like, there's just so much Sanrio. And like on the topic, when did your Sanrio fandom kind of begin?
So I have these big blue plastic tubs.
Yeah.
That I used to just keep my toys in when I was like four. Mm. And they are covered in stickers from the 80s. And as I grew older, you know, the toys got moved away, but my tubs never did. And I started keeping my records in them. In fact, when I first started DJing when I was a teenager, it was only vinyl. So yeah. I would take it's like a milk crate, basically, full of records on the Night Rider, like on the train, and then the Night Rider, which is a bus that runs when the trains don't run in Sydney.
Classic.
And there's like, it's like 50 minutes away, and I had like 20 kilos of records in a tub that was emblazoned with stickers that I put there when I was four. There were Pac-Man stickers, there was Life Be In It stickers, which is an Australian ad campaign from back then. But then there was also Tuxedo Sam stickers. So apparently he was my favorite when I was little tuxedo wearing penguin. But yeah, I guess like Hello Kitty, I was always aware of. I think I was in school in the late 90s and early 2000s, and that was when the kind of the big wave of I guess the Gucci-fication of and I mean Gucci, not Gooch, of Hello Kitty began, which is when they started turning it into like a kind of forward fashion brand.
Yeah.
So when girls started, like, you know, like it wasn't about appealing to young girls, it was about appealing to the older girls who grew up with Hello Kitty.
Like the scene girls and the Harajuku girls.
Yeah, so, totally. Yeah, and that kind of trickled over to my high school, and there were a few girls in my grade who had, you know, Hello Kitty flip phones and or at least, you know, jewels and stuff like that, and hair accessories, things like that. But yeah, it was as soon as I had kids and you know, they got into video games and the idea of going to Japan as a holiday in general. I kind of like showed them a video about Sanrio Puro Land, and they were both super excited to find out more about who the heck all those colorful characters were. And my son latched onto Pom Pom Purin, the big tubby dog with a visible butthole.
Yeah. The only one that has a visible butthole out of every character.
Yeah, I feel like, he has a mandate. No other Sanrio characters can poop.
It's his thing.
And then my daughter's favorite is Cinnamoroll and all Cinnamoroll's cute little flappy-eared dog friends.
True.
But for whatever reason, my favorite character for the last, I don't know, like 4 years or whatever has been Hungiodon.
Yeah.
A very odd fish character. He's like electric blue, and my depth of Sanrio knowledge is stupid. It's so I can tell you like Peckle, for example, is a duck who we're going to talk more about in this episode for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But most of the characters that Sanrio created, the lore is that they're from Japan. Hello Kitty's actually from the UK. Peckle's from Australia.
Where do you think she's from? Manchester.
Yeah, definitely. Like, she's a tea drinker.
She's got a. Do you think she would have like a posh voice?
I think she's posh, very posh.
She's posh. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
So maybe not Manchester.
Yeah, but I think
Soho.
I think is it Mimi, her twin sister?
Yeah,
I think she's a bit more chav.
Okay,
that's my opinion.
Yeah. But then Hungiodon, for whatever reason, is the only canonically Chinese cool Sanrio character.
Awesome.
So whenever there's like a ramen or a noodle activation in Japan, they always get Hungiodon as like the voice of China to be behind it.
Hungiodon is canonically like, yeah, the it's voice
like,
of
yeah,
China.
China, you can have the like
funny fishman,
hilarious sea monster.
Yeah,
that's yours.
And in the game, he's a comedian.
So look, I've watched many episodes of the 80s Hungiodon anime, which are really really good. And he dons lots of different personas and costumes. There's like, he becomes like a James Bond-esque action hero. I've never seen him become a comedian, but
never.
It fits him like a glove. I feel like he's like the Fozzie Bear of Sanrio in this game.
Because it's interesting. And I literally only found this out last night when I was playing the game and doing a bit of research, aka I was looking up a recipe for something because I couldn't figure it out. Pom Pom Purin's like top gift
that
you can get him in the game is like related to his lore outside of the game as well, which I thought was really cute, right?
Yeah.
But before we get to the game, really quickly, you recently did a trip to Japan, a big trip with your family. What
was the kind of culture around Hello Kitty like over there?
I mean, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
We went to Sanrio Puro Land, which is their theme park in Tokyo. And it's about 45 minutes out of Tokyo City. And the whole station that is, you know, it's the theme park is still like about 800 meters walk away from the station. But the entire station is just decked out with not just Hello Kitty, but like the main core group, all of which are in this game. So your Pompompurans, Kuromi, My Melody, Gudetama, they're just everywhere throughout the station. Like there's models of them in train driver outfits. And there's like an incredible mosaic all over the entire ceiling. And so like that alone, like if that was just a station that was decked out like that, I would have traveled there. But the fact that it's also, that's the station that you go to then go to. And like it's more decked out than the Disney station is when I went to Tokyo Disneyland. But yeah, Puro Land is like this very strangely dated theme park that I appreciated as like a fan of the history of this company.
Yeah.
But like, the kids were like, who the fuck are these characters?
Yeah.
There's like a whole level of like weird, like animatronic forest creatures and like bakers and like just like weird things that I guess when the theme park was built in the 80s, like you said, this company goes back to the 50s with making silks and then making silks with
sandals with like cute stuff on them.
Exactly.
And then
yeah,
like
fabric,
that was the point that the founder was like, oh, if I just put cute shit on stuff, it's selling.
And in particular, the first time they emblazoned something with a Hello Kitty, it was a little purse with Hello Kitty's face on it. That out of all the purses they were selling, that was like the overwhelmingly most popular one. So
and it's so funny that they like their very first like licensed character merchandise was Snoopy. And they still have the rights to Peanuts merchandise in Japan.
Yeah, and if you they do like a monthly magazine and always have since the 70s, and like so many of the front cover of their magazine, the Strawberry News, has Snoopy characters on it. Because that was for a while that was their biggest, they were their biggest characters until they, you know, made characters that are now bigger than
they made their very own characters. Yeah. So have you played any other Hello Kitty games?
I actually brought one.
Oh.
One of the ones that never made it out of Japan, and you'll see why once I show you the cover. I've only ever played a ROM of it, but this is a Famicom game called Sanrio World Smash Ball. And I got it because Hangyudon is a playable character in it. We see Hello Kitty front and center, and you don't actually play as her. She is the umpire. Smash Ball is dodgeball. So this is a Sanrio dodgeball game, competitive dodgeball game. You play against another player or the computer. And the other games, I mean, I think this is like 80. When is it? No, sorry, it's like early 90s.
Yeah, I saw a picture of that when doing my research.
1993.
Speaking of picture, we will get a picture of this to post alongside this episode because that is super, super cool.
Yeah, and so the characters that you can play as are Hangyudon, my boy, Kuropi.
Love Kuropi.
This is Mino no Tabo, who is like a little dude wearing red. Yeah, yeah. A human.
That's a boy.
I don't know. I feel like, is that familiar? He was like everywhere in the 90s.
Yeah, he looks very familiar.
And then this little raccoon dude is Pokapon. But yeah, it's actually like a really, really fun, not so much like dodgeball. You're like, it's like a frisbee that you're throwing at each other, but it's really fun competitive game. And the graphics rule. But yeah. So yeah, I brought that. But yeah, so when my kids were getting really into the Sanrio characters, they were like, well, like, what game can we play with these characters in it? And so we got the amiibo cards for Animal Crossing, where you can play as like Animal Crossing characters that are inspired by Hello Kitty, My Melody.
I could not understand why they didn't just put the characters in.
And I wonder whose decision it was not to. Was it Nintendo or was it Sanrio not letting their IP be used, or Nintendo wanting to own? I don't know. It was weird.
Maybe Sanrio being like, oh, we got plans.
But I mean, no. But yeah, we got plans. We'll put them all in Roblox.
Yeah,
because you can do that.
Bizarre.
Too. I was like, this is the first time Hangyudon's been like a character in a Sanrio game since like, you know, some DS racing game. And someone corrected me. Was like, actually, he's in Roblox. I was like,
well, as DJ Khaled said, life is Roblox.
That's right.
Let's go golfing.
Somebody said while he was in a golf cart trying to go up a hill.
He said, "Life is Roblox. Yeah. Let's go golfing."
Call me asparagus.
My sister, my I was about to say teenage. She's 19. That's still teenage.
Of course it
right?
is.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. My teenage sister, deep into TikTok.
Everyone below 30 is a teenager.
Exactly. You're so right. That's why I am a 27-year-old teenager. at least I feel that way. I found a few grays this morning. It was a fun time.
I only have like, if I have grow a beard out, I'll have grays. I still haven't hit grays properly.
I feel
yet.
Like grays come out of the beard first for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I have like one random orange hair.
Awesome. Something in your past just coming out.
I've got a little bit of Weasley in me.
Yeah. But oh my God, did I lose my train of thought?
Beards will do that.
Yeah, beards will do that. Okay, beards. I found a gray.
your sister is a teenager.
My sister, my beautiful sister, has started sending me. I sent her one funny DJ Khaled video that came up. It was the one of him saying life is Roblox. He said life has roadblocks, but the way he said it just sounded like life is Roblox.
Yeah.
I sent her that because I thought it was funny, and she proceeded to send me like 5 to 10 like DJ Khaled TikTok fan cams.
Oh yeah, my
it's so big right now.
My co-host of my podcast, Hey Fam, Angus, and I like solely communicate through DJ Khaled clips. He is he puts so much out into
so
this world.
He's so funny.
He's so funny.
So funny.
Have you seen the one where he is being served seafood and he starts telling the waiter to – someone tell him to bring out the whole ocean and just repeats himself like 5 times. It's so funny. And
it gives really like a Nathan Fielder, oh, Thor City over here.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that kind of vibe.
Tell him bring out the whole ocean. Like he's such a man of catchphrases. As soon as you can tell like, oh, this could be a catchphrase.
Yeah. And he just let's go golfing.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go golfing.
God, he loves it. He loves it so much. So have you played this Super Famicom game?
Yeah, only a ROM.
Yeah.
But it's really fun. I don't. Have you got a Super Famicom up in this bitch?
Have we got a Super Famicom?
Up in this bitch?
Up in this bitch? I don't think we do.
Damn.
I don't think we do. What's the oldest console we've got here? I don't know.
There's a Kinect 4 behind you.
Yeah, there's Kinect 4. You know, we can probably play like rock, paper, scissors. Does that count?
Oh, here we go. We've got
We've got one of the mini NESs, Super Nintendos, which is just so cute. It's so freaking cute.
I'm showing the booklet now just to show you the character art in here.
Oh, that rocks so hard.
The boy Kuroopi.
I love Kuroopi. I've always been a big Kuroopi fan. Because the thing is like I love frogs.
Yeah.
I love frogs and I love toads, you know?
Yeah,
sure. And Kuroopi, I feel like kind of was maybe one of the early characters that started that love for me.
Well, Hagiodon was created by the same guy who created Bad Bats Maru.
Oh, so like, big Bad Bats Maru fan over here.
Yeah.
And a big Kuromi fan. I've got my Kuromi socks on. They are very cute.
I think that's my wife's default favorite character when she's forced to choose
she's
one.
She's so right.
Everyone else is like,
she's so
come
right.
on, Mum, you have to choose one.
All right.
You have to buy ears of a character when we're at Puriland, so she got Kuromi ears.
Smart. She's a smart woman.
Yeah.
It's time. It's time to talk about Hello Kitty Island Adventure.
So you got this game like a few weeks ago, and I don't experience jealousy that often, but I was just like, tell me everything. Like
I remember, so I got it about a week or two early because I went to a media briefing for it where I got to talk to the developers, and I asked the big question of, is there any connection to South Park here? Is there any influence? And my question was not answered by the developers. It was answered by the head of Sanrio. And she said, no. Nah.
Head of Sanrio, like Australia or
US?
US,
I think.
Oh, cool.
She was like, nah, no relation. The developers are from Colorado.
It is insane that a like off the cuff joke that Butters says in the World of Warcraft episode of South Park, when everyone gathers in Cartman's basement to play World of Warcraft to beat that one dude. And Butters is like, what's World of Warcraft? And Cartman says, I thought you said you were on your computer all the time.
I don't play World of Warcraft.
I play Hello Kitty Island Adventure. Like the fact that this game now exists is so cool.
And you know what? It makes sense. I like to imagine that Butters was playing this exact game. And I get it. I would choose this over
Absolutely,
World of Warcraft.
100%.
It's I understand. I understand him. But yeah, I got to have a chat with them. They were super cool. They were so excited about this game. So excited.
They should be. It's a masterpiece.
Exactly. After playing it, I get it. I get why they were so excited. There is clearly so much love for Sanrio and Hello Kitty and Friends built into this game. It's very clearly made by Western developers because Choco Cat is in it.
Yep.
If it weren't made by Western developers, Choco Cat probably would not be there. Why is that, Levins?
So I have a TikTok account. You can follow me at Levins Online. They go up on Instagram too if you are less likely to go on TikTok. But so I make a lot of Sanrio videos, a lot of different – I'm obsessed with Gachapon, like little capsule toys that you get in Japan. And I get a lot of Sanrio series. And people always ask me in the comments, where's Choco Cat? How come you don't have any Choco Cat toys? And I'm always like, this character is not popular in Japan. And in fact, I can't imagine any other like enormous entertainment franchise doing this, where they basically put it out.
Any other enormous entertainment franchise like Sanrio?
Yeah, totally. But it harkens back to like, I guess like manga magazines will all, like every
like
year.
Shonen Jump and stuff.
Shonen Jump will do like, hey, let's do the One Piece popularity poll and you vote who your most popular character is. That makes sense because it's one ongoing story written by one creator. And, you know, it makes sense that you're comparing and contrasting all the characters. Sanrio has like a fish man, a bunch of cats, you know, some bunnies.
Some doggies.
A tooth.
A piece of salmon.
Yeah, a bowl of ice cream with a spoon in it. And people they do like an annual Sanrio popularity poll, and voters, like fans from around the world, can vote.
Yeah.
Choco Cat came like 67th or something, 50 something, not very popular.
Yeah.
And so it was great to have evidence to point out that.
But like, much higher in the West.
Yeah. So he's really popular in America and Brazil.
Yeah.
And so he gets included in an all American Sanrio stuff.
Yeah.
But someone. It works at Sanrio, sent me a message from a burner account on Instagram saying, just thought I'd let you know, because I got a bit sick of the Choco Cat comments.
Yeah.
And I started making fun of Choco Cat fans on
my
videos.
You're goofing on them.
I was goofing on them for standing Sanrio's 17th most popular cat character. Especially because they're like, you know, you like Hangyodon. I can't believe you like Hangyodon. I'm like, he's like,
Hangyodon,
it's like number
rocks.
Seven this year. we're having it's a great year for Hangyodon Hive.
Yeah, we're eating good.
Yeah. But yeah, that someone wrote to me from Sanrio somewhere in the world and said, we love it. We love to see you dunking on Choco Cat because we hate him too.
See, I'm a Choco Cat fan.
I don't hate him. I just think it's funny.
I've had a lot of black cats
American
in my
fans.
Life, and I love black cats, right?
Yep.
At the same time, I'm also like a normal person. Like I'm a normal person who like exists outside of a computer. So if I see someone going like, I hate Choco Cat, you know what I do? I look somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah.
I literally like, I go onto a different app.
Well, speaking of normal people, someone accused me of being racist because Choco Cat is black.
What? Okay.
And then I was like, what? I mean, that's ridiculous. You know,
I feel like. Putting race onto a cat.
Yeah, that was created in Japan.
What?
Yeah. A famously not racist country.
God. I do love Choco Cat though. I really do. He's very cute. And he's in the game as an adventurer. And every character in the game kind of has their own quirk, which I feel like some of them they fit, but they're new. And other ones are kind of what they're known for. Like, for example, Pachaco, he's a sporty guy. He's a sporty, energetic guy.
Loves to run.
Loves to run. And that's something that's been well known for a while now. But as you said, Hangyodon being a comedian, that's a new thing.
It works for me though.
Yeah.
Big goofy fish man.
Exactly. So how have you been liking it?
I've been loving it so much. And we should point out that like all the Sanrio characters exist first and foremost, created to be on a T-shirt. To be like, you know, sold like as merch. They don't have backstories when they're created. If they're really popular, that gets added afterwards.
Yeah.
So there's a Cinemarole manga strip. There's a Hello Kitty cartoon series. And then the Western, there's a Western animation studio who make a show called Hello Kitty and Friends. And I feel like a lot of the personalities that the characters have in this game have been influenced by that series, which my kids love. So I think it's a good place to get it from.
And as I mentioned, like for example, to kind of give you an idea of like how like disjointed the backstories and the life and times of Hello Kitty characters are. I mentioned in the intro the Hello Kitty is a little girl who looks like a cat. That is because Hello Kitty is canonically not a cat. She's a little girl.
They Sanrio have officially said that's not true.
They said it first.
They did say it first,
though. Historically, she's a little girl.
Yeah.
To me. And Dear Daniel, also a little girl.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So Hello Kitty is a lesbian. And Dear Daniel, he him lesbian. Such is life.
And that all that's covered in Hello Kitty's Island Adventure.
You betcha.
But yeah, no, I'm loving the game. Like I looked at the trailer and I was like, oh great. It's like a simplified Animal Crossing with Sanrio characters. That'll be fun. I prefer this so much more to Animal Crossing. The grind of going, like, yeah, it's about, you know, your friendships with these characters. But even, I mean, Animal Crossing doesn't really have that. You don't really get anything by talking to your other villagers more. Like occasionally
you have no level
give you something.
Of friendship with the villagers in Animal Crossing. Like you can talk to them and they'll maybe become a bit more like comfortable with you. I get like they'll invite themselves over more often, but even then there's like no level to the friendship. You don't get a new quest with them if you reach a certain level of friendship like you do in Hello Kitty Island Adventure. Yeah. It's very different.
And there's a lot of crafting, which I guess is like, you know, I would say pretty heavily influenced by the last Animal Crossing game.
Yeah.
But in this is like, I don't know, I see the point to crafting because you're crafting things that will improve your friendship with all the Sanrio characters. And as you level up that friendship, you either unlock more story content or you unlock their abilities to tag along with you and improve the way you interact with all the different islands in the game.
And like
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Like the abilities, you can get abilities related to them that like they don't need to be following you around. You'll still get those abilities. And like, it's cool because like that's another thing is when you become good enough friends with them, like they can just follow you around in your travels. And like it's, you've got like added abilities and shit. Like I think Pachaco makes you climb a bit faster.
And like the really helpful ones, if you have Hello Kitty around with you, whenever you bake something and you gotta have to bake a whole ton of things to give, to bake your friend's presents, she has there's a chance of getting, baking two of an item. Or Choco Cat, if you craft something with him around, you craft two. And then My Melody is like probably the most useful character. She's super OP.
Oh my god!
If you have her tag around with you, and you give your friends presents, you get bonus stuff because
she's they give
with
you something back.
Yeah,
and it's cool because it encourages you to be friends with them. Like it even more so than just progressing the story. Having Hello Kitty and friends around you, following you around, hanging out with you is a huge bonus.
Totally.
Which is so cool.
Yeah, no, it's so much fun.
It's so nice.
And the coolest thing about this game, and I feel like anyone that has made it this far into the episode, despite not being a Sanrio fan, well done. Congratulations. You might be autistic. It has dungeons. Has puzzle dungeons and has actual places like the exploration is such a key factor of this game, and I was not expecting that at all. Like you don't really get shit from exploring the Animal Crossing islands. This is like, it's like you'll find treasure chests with like upgrades and special gifts and parts, and then you've got to farm for materials by visiting all the different islands. You eventually can First, you get a snorkel so you can simply travel from island to island through the water, but then you get a snorkel. Let's say flippers first,
then swim,
yep.
And then snorkel to dive,
which is not how snorkel works.
And then when you dive, you kind of see that, oh, there's a whole other area under the water.
Yeah.
And it's like Elden Ring. Beautiful. You know? It's just like Elden Ring.
And you have like a stamina wheel, which you can upgrade.
Yeah.
And you have to upgrade it for certain things like climbing. Although what I really appreciate about this game is that you can pretty much force yourself into any area,
yeah,
if you're patient enough, just by like just
jumping on the right things.
Just jumping in, like, yeah, forcing your way up a mountain, yeah, and things
like that. It really is not, like, the game doesn't really limit you.
No.
And it's funny because it feels like it's obviously heavily inspired by Animal Crossing, but the devs have also said that it's quite inspired by Breath of the Wild as well, which, like, you wouldn't think, and, like, it's not obviously not as huge as Breath of the Wild, but you can feel those influences, yeah, in, like,
no, totally.
It's hard to get to certain places, but not impossible, you know?
I'm so glad that this game is on Apple Arcade because I feel like it needs to be a phone game for me to be, like, wanting to put in the time with my friends each day. Mm. I'm not going to do that on a console. But also, if it was, like, a freemium game, holy fuck, I would be so broke if I wanted to get to where I'm at right now, because you just know that the limitations that would have been put on you to, like, stop you from getting certain places, mm, or like whole areas that would probably be like locked unless you put the money in. It's a perfect Apple Arcade game. And I feel if it launched with this title, so many more people would have Apple Arcade, or people would have Apple Arcade and actually use it.
Yeah.
And all the people that just haven't, that still pay for it, that don't actually use it.
And the thing is like, I'm an Apple Arcade fan.
Me too. Love it. If you're a parent, you are fucking bonkers if you don't have Apple Arcade.
Oh God,
it is so good.
Getting
kids.
Apple Arcade when you are a parent is so smart, because I know so many people whose kids or siblings have spent $2,000 on a phone game accidentally.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Like,
yeah,
and then have had to get in touch with Apple, who have given them a refund. With Apple Arcade, you've got an entire library of games that have no microtransactions, mm-hmm, and no ads.
And like they have like, yeah, like really great games for, you know, 8-year-olds, like What the Golf.
Oh God, and, love What the Golf.
What's the Sneaky Sasquatch, super fun ones like that. But then also like for younger kids, there's a Crayola game, which is
and the
excellent.
Disney coloring book.
Oh, I haven't seen that one. Yeah, cool.
Oh God, my nieces go buck wild for it.
There's a bunch of like licensed Disney games on there, which is cool. Yeah. And normally those are the ones that, like, you know, are constantly asking you for money.
Yeah.
So it's cool that they're on here. But this in particular, like, this just feels like such a win for Apple Arcade. Yeah.
I saw someone say something the other day that was like, if you're paying over $100 for multiple games but are getting upset about $60 a year to access a library of games.
I guess it's because, like, you don't actually own them.
But it's the same thing. It's to me, it's similar to Xbox Game Pass and PlayStation Plus. Different because it's a bit more limited.
Yep.
But the benefits are fantastic. Like, you don't have to pay for shit. Like you don't have to pay, you know, microtransactions. And there's no ads.
Yeah.
Perfect for kids. And then perfect for people who just, like, want those, like, premium mobile games.
Yeah, and there are so many mobile games that I bought years ago that now aren't supported by current Apple devices. So, yeah, that's like the future-proofing of Apple Arcade is really good too.
And then on top of all that, Apple Arcade has had so many titles which have eventually come to other devices,
so
like
this,
consoles.
I can see this working as a console game. It looks beautiful.
I prefer
it. Normally I don't like the kind of, you know, twin, the analog joystick. Was it what you call digital joystick?
The screen joystick.
But it really works for this.
It's fine.
You just, your left hand is on the left screen and left side of the screen, and your right hand's on the right for jumping.
Mm, yeah, easy.
Super good. I was really impressed with the swimming controls.
Yeah. Like the diving.
Yeah.
Because you've got like the picture of your snorkel, even when you do end up getting the mermaid tail. Oh, yeah. By the way, you get the snorkel, great, but eventually you can literally just become a mermaid.
Yeah.
And that is fantastic. That
and then
is,
you can create a device that turns all the other characters into mermaids
too.
So then
they can come with you.
Yeah.
To the comedy club, which is underwater. It rocks so hard.
The mission where you've got to choose the right punchline for all of Kang Yunon's jokes.
So every character has missions.
Yep.
Like a handful of missions related to their kind of mini storyline. So Kang Yunon, he's a comedian and he's opened up this comedy club underwater, mm-hmm. right? And he, you know, he's trying to make it pop. And like the very first quest is like, why isn't anybody coming to my comedy club?
Because it's they're like, not mermaids.
bad news, Kang Yunon. You are a fish.
Yeah.
And nobody else is a fish. You've got Kuropi, who's a frog, and Cinnamoroll, who's magical.
Yeah.
A magical dog. But like, nobody can breathe underwater. Like, be so fucking for real right now, Kang Yunon. You know, you've got to rebuild this machine, this mermaidifier.
Yeah, of course.
That turns everyone into a mermaid. And that's fantastic.
Yeah, and then you have like, yeah, Peckle, the duck, the Australian duck, loves to dance.
Oh my God, he loves to dance. He's so cute when he dances as well.
Side to side.
He's doing, he's like, what's the word?
Dabbing?
Dabbing. He's kind of dabbing.
He's bringing it back.
Yeah.
Bringing it back and throwing it back.
He is.
But he wants to, he needs help reopening a dance hall, which has an animatronic band made up of fast food items that they themselves are Sanrio characters too.
Really?
Yeah. And you collect comics is one of the collectibles, and some of the comics that you find, you can't actually read the comics, they're just a random collectible that you find. They each have different numbers. Mm. But even those have some really niche Sanrio characters, like Ichigo Man, so Strawberry Man.
Yeah.
You can find his comics. I don't know. If you're a Sanrio dork like me, there's a ton of very fun little bits and pieces. And I feel like surely they're going to add so much more in the future too. Yeah.
Well, they've said that they're going to add more characters and stuff. And the thing is like, it's so clear that from talking to the developers, even if I didn't talk to the developers, I would be able to tell from playing the game alone that there is like a clear, like running years back love for Sanrio from these guys. Like all these little references, and like, I'm excited for other people to play it because I'm very far into this game because I've been playing it since pre-release, right?
Yeah, and I tried desperately to try and finish it, but the game wouldn't, like, you know, you can only do so much in one day. And there's a day cycle. So.
I like that. It's like a semi real-time clock where, like, it's not Animal Crossing style real-time clock. There's a day and night cycle within the game. I think it's about 20 or so minutes. To get like daily rewards and for items to come back and to like
and
refresh.
And to gifts, giving your friends different
giving
gifts.
Giving your friends
you're
different
gonna give
gifts.
3 per real life day.
Yeah. Like it refreshes in Australia, it refreshes at 4 p.m. each day. And like, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be sitting on a phone all day.
Totally. I am, because I'm trying to craft as much stuff as possible to streamline the process of gift giving.
Valid.
Those three heart gifts to give everybody. Mm. But what's crazy is that like all my kids are playing it. So both my kids are playing it and I'm playing it.
Yeah.
And
when you say all your kids, you're also including yourself, like your inner child.
Yeah. But we are like, so Archie, who's 9, he's perfect age for this because there is some difficult like platforming moments.
Oh,
some puzzles are like a little bit tricky.
I'm in the Discord. I'm in the Hello Kitty Highland Adventure Discord.
Great.
And there's like a questions and help channel. And the amount of people who have been in there being like, hey, can someone please help me with this dungeon? And I've helped because I've pretty much finished this game. But I'm not done with it. I don't want to put it down. I'm not done with it. I still have one more like friendship quest to go. But even then, I'm probably going to keep on playing it because they're going to keep on adding shit.
How many good Atamas have you found?
The last time I spoke with you, I think it was 80. I think I'm up to 85 now.
Me too.
Because it's getting hard. They're getting sparse. So that's a big part of it, is taking pictures of good Atama because he's doing like little poses and he's in like a ramen bowl here and then in an avocado there, all around the map that you have to take pictures of.
Yeah, lots of tiny hidden good Atamas.
But yeah, I've helped people figure out dungeons in this Discord, and like they're probably young people, but like it proves that like there's still a challenge for people who are old enough to be on Discord. So for a kid, it'd probably be an entertaining enough challenge.
So yeah, Tilly needs help.
Yeah,
She's loving like just running around, and she managed to find Peckle and Pompompurin,
yeah,
and Retzko without any help.
Yeah,
but then like little things like the gamer brain hasn't seen in yet. Like, so she doesn't know that you've got to activate all of the fast travel portals to then get back there really easily, and like, you know, you've got to explore every area you go instead of, she just, you know, wants to walk around and talk to people.
Mm.
She's Animal Crossing pilled. We need to get that out of her.
Rocks, yeah.
Yeah.
She needs to become Breath of the Wild coded.
Yeah. But it's like, it's a great game to fuck around in if you're a kid, for sure, but the depth is there if you.
There's something in it for everyone.
So she sees how far along me and Archie are, and she's like, I want to snorkel.
But you'll get there.
You haven't got any ingots, Tilly.
You need to get more ingots. Oh, and it's cool because there's also the mini games, which are really neat. They're really fun and cute. And they're perfect for farming certain
items, for sure.
Items. Like, I only found out last night because my memory is terrible and I've just forgotten where some shit is. Like, it's a big, it's not a giant open
Who's
world
this cat
map.
With the bow in her hair.
Who's this? And why is she asking me to cook? But like, it's a big map, right? And so, you know, I've just forgotten where some shit is, and that includes the mini games. And like, every day you get an amount of tickets, and using these tickets, you can play these mini games. One of them,
hot tip: if you get to a certain level with Bats Maru, he unlocks the gamer perk, and if you bring him along with you, you get free games.
Oh shit. Yeah. Okay. Look, even then, like, I've been playing this game, what, probably like a week or so longer than you, and there's still things that I'm figuring out.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It's a pretty expensive game. And like, I haven't really fallen into any like game breaking bugs. It's been like, sometimes you'll like jump a certain place and it'll stop you.
And then it'll just refresh.
Which I think is great. Which I think's good, because sometimes like a kid would get frustrated if they got stuck somewhere and couldn't get out. The fact that the game can tell when you're stuck somewhere and refreshes and gets you out of there, I think is really cool. It's like a who's the old mate in the cloud, Mario Kart?
Lakitu.
Lakitu, when he pulls you out after you've fallen away.
Yeah.
It's like that, right? It's really neat, you know? And these mini games are like perfect for farming, much needed things like apples, for example, but also iron ore, which all the good shit, like the three heart gifts, need iron ore, like ingots, and ingots are few and far between. So having something like that, fantastic.
Yeah, it rules.
You know? So what have been your probably like most favorite and like least favorite parts of the game?
I mean, like, to hit the least favorite, like, I feel like just maybe the frustrations in the first few days where I can't do certain things because I've found all the resources on the island and I need to wait until 4 p.m. for the island to reset. That's like the only, but even then it's like, you know, I've probably played enough of the game by that point.
Yeah.
I guess by, you know, I had the time then and I wanted to play more and I couldn't. Mm-hmm. That was frustrating. But then I just went and I found a bunch of Gudetama and explored and found a bunch
There's
of
still
treasure
things
chests.
To do.
I'm still finding stuff on the main island. I thought I've explored everything, but today I found a treasure chest that I wasn't aware was on a high up peak on the main island. The best for me is like it's finally a good Sanrio game. Like, first and foremost, it's like it's not just like, oh, it's Sanrio's version of a game, so it's not quite as good as the original thing, but at least it has the Sanrio characters in it. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's like a genuinely good version of, not even version of a game. It's its own game that takes inspiration from other games and I think becomes better than the games that it takes inspiration from in some cases. I guess like for me, it's meeting all the characters trying to find them all when you have like that big clouded over map at the start of the game, you just see the icons of where the friends are and like, okay, I need to go find my friends, and like finding a zip line that can take me over to the other side of the map where I couldn't explore earlier, things like that, like just so much fun.
God, absolutely rocks. It's so good.
And I just did Retzko, who people will know from the Netflix series, Gretzko. I just did one of her story missions and she like, did the full on rage face.
Oh my god,
I was like, oh yeah, like yeah.
And there's a certain part. Well, I think it's where you're up to, or maybe like it's later on, where like, she does her rage and it rocks, and like you get involved as well.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
Peckle's there too.
Yeah,
and it he is. Like. I won't spoil anything, but let me say it's very funny.
Yeah, great. I'm screenshotting so much. Like, as a fan of these characters, it just feels so good to like have this cool thing that I can share with my kids that we're all like to know that I'm loving something. Like the moment like that I saw that Cinema Roll was there, I was like, cool, as soon as Tilly gets home, I'm gonna take her on this path so she can unlock Cinema Roll.
Yeah.
And like the look on her face when he shows up. And so you can have visitors come to the island. So far I've gotten Dear Daniel and Hello Mimi, who are like the Hello Kitty kind of characters. But then I can see the silhouettes of three
Cinema Roll friends.
Yeah, like Mocha, Cappuccino, and another drink.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, no Milk, the baby Cinema Roll, but hopefully he shows up in the future. But I'd love to see more weird, obscure characters.
Yeah, like little twin stars show up every now and then, which is really cute.
And I assume that they're going to have a more like serious kind of like maybe a dedicated area in the future. I mean, it's that classic thing when like you're being when you're playing like Breath of the Wild for the first time and you're like, wow, I can't wait to see what they do next. You know, instead of like enjoying the moment that you currently have, which is as good as things get, you're thinking about what they're going to give you next.
Yeah.
But I kind of am feeling like that, but it feels good.
I've finished like the main story quests, and I screen recorded the entire ending sequence.
Sick.
So because
you can watch it again and again.
Something happens that is so special, and like once again, kind of solidifies that all these people give a shit about Sanrio. Like they love these
because
guys.
It's baffling that this game doesn't exist already. And the fact that a Western studio had to make it is even crazier to me. Like,
and it's even crazier that like the full name has been said before in a South Park episode. Like before, but like when it just got announced, I Googled immediately. And it was like the only thing that came up was South Park.
Yeah.
Only thing that came up was South Park. And I was like, oh my God. And it was like that for the next few weeks. And they've kind of like taken over the Google search SEO now, which like good for them.
Yeah.
But like there will always be that connection.
Yeah, totally.
Which I think is so funny.
Yeah, and I think it's like, look, some people might think it's hilarious that you and I talked about a Hello Kitty app for an hour, but I think it's a serious contender for like my favorite games of the year.
Mm.
I think it's taken an IP that I love and done something really cool and fun that appeals to all ages. And like, I don't know, I would be like, annoyed if it doesn't get at least a nomination for best family game at the Game Awards this year.
Oh, it's right? And if it doesn't, I'd be surprised, honestly. Because the thing is, like, it to me, it feels like March 2020 again. It feels like that Animal Crossing New Horizons just came out at a perfect time, right? And that the joy of going into the Animal Crossing world was so exciting. To many people, like a big part of it was like being alone, but also going to your friends' islands and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But for me, it was like I loved New Horizons. Then I got over it, right? With
because there was no story stuff.
No story.
Yeah, yeah.
With Hello Kitty Island Adventure, I'm more invested because I've got to become besties with Kuromi.
Which character did you like focus your best friend points into first?
First,
yeah.
Kuromi. And also my Melody.
Yeah.
Because I do love my Melody.
I figured out Cinema Roll's 3 Love Heart item first. So I think I'm gonna hit it with him first.
The first 3 heart item I discovered was actually on accident.
Great.
Me too, and it was Hello Kitty's.
Oh, cool.
Because what happened was I was making her apple pies and then suddenly I got a bonus one. And the bonus one was the red bow apple pie.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, oh my God. Blah, blah, blah. And I gave it to her immediately. And it like then, but I didn't have the recipe for it.
Yeah. You're just like hoping you get another one at some point.
Given to me
yep.
at random. And I was like, okay.
I think that just happened for me actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was awesome. But like I'm pretty high friendship levels with everybody because after that, like that was on accident and I didn't even get the recipe. The first three heart recipe I got was for Peckle.
And oh,
it was
cool.
The Mountain soundtrack.
Oh, okay, sweet. I haven't got that yet. Got to get that for my duck.
For your boy.
I went fishing in a volcano and I found a volcanic guitar. And that's yep. three hearts for Retzko.
And you learn how to make that eventually.
You do? Okay, because I'm like, do I give this to her or do I hold on
top
to
Top hat.
Okay, thank you, top hat.
Yeah. Oh, I almost jumped too far in and then I was like, top hat.
Dude, I'm like, I love this game so much.
I'm loving it. Part of me was expecting to love it, but another part of me wasn't expecting to love it this much.
Yeah, definitely. It's far, right? It's outdone itself.
It has outdone itself, truly. So my last thing is, do you like it?
Nah, it's whatever.
Hate it.
No, it's sick. And like, you know, to go back to March 2020, that was crazy because it felt like everyone was playing this Animal Crossing game, right? What sucks is that like, I think this game is like, as rewarding, if not more rewarding than that game is, like, because it's like, it's a game that like, I can see like, oh, the story stuff is going to come to an end of like in a few days or weeks or whatever. Whereas Animal Crossing, I'm like, I really want to play this every day for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
There's
so much less to do each day.
And like more people have iPhones than Switches, but besides you and my children, I don't know anyone else personally playing this game.
I know three other people.
Hell yeah. Well, I was trying to recommend it to my friends, my kids' friends, parents. I saw them on the weekend and I was like, their son just finished Pikmin 4. Mm. And we started a WhatsApp group called Animals during lockdown so they could visit each other's Animal Crossing Cute. Islands. And I was like, you guys got to check out the Sanrio game. It's so good. And they're like, oh, Apple Arcade. I'm like, just get it. It's so worth it. Like, the kids have iPads. You may as well get them to use it.
It's crazy to me that anybody that plays games on their iPhone is weird about Apple Arcade. Like, I know, look, the subscription era kind of sucks. I get it. Not having full ownership of games sucks. I get it. However, we're here now. we're here now. And Apple Arcade, not that bad. Not that expensive, especially considering you get an entire library of
games. I have that all-in-one thing where it's like Apple Music, Apple
Arcade. Oh, the Apple Arcade. One, is that right?
Yeah. This extra storage. And not only that, I have the family one so we can all use it. And like it's so good for like a family.
Yeah, it rocks.
It does rock.
And that's pretty much all the time that we've got today. But a big thank you to my buddy Levins for joining me to chat about Hello Kitty.
You're very welcome.
Where can we find you?
You can find me online. I use the handle @LevinsOnline, LEVINS online. And I'm currently making a bunch of One Piece gacha videos, but I'm sure there's going to be some Sanrio videos in the horizon. In fact, I'm doing a whole series of all of the gacha halls that I visited in Japan. And I know I bought a whole bunch of Sanrio stuff there. So you'll see my friendly fish boy Hangiodon in my videos very soon.
And absolutely no Choco Cat.
No, he's not in Japan. Fan for Japan. I also host a podcast called Hey Fam, which comes out every single week. And you might hear me and Ruby on another podcast this week.
Maybe.
And who knows what game we might talk about.
It might be a game that you heard about today. Who knows? Who knows what could happen? And a big thank you to you for listening. If you're liking what you're hearing, why not give us a 5-star rating on whatever podcast platform you're using? Better yet, why not give us a nice little review? Hey, we might read it on the show. And hey, if you really like what you're hearing and you'd like to hear more, consider supporting Back Pocket over on Patreon, where you can get access to our lovely Discord full of all sorts of buds. And if you support us at a certain tier, you get access to even more audio content like this. You can also find us on Twitch, where we've got our main live show every Thursday from 7 p.m. AEST, and on TikTok, where we are constantly posting very good stuff for you to cast your big, beautiful eyes on. And then there's socials, a la Twitter and Threads and whatever. X, is that right?
Oh, man, the icon officially changed for me last night.
Yeah, I hate it.
It's so dumb. Why the fuck? I don't understand.
Horrible.
It.
But you can find us on X, unfortunately.
I'm calling it Twitter forever.
Yeah, you can find us on
Is it seriously, is my like handle going to be x.com/Levins Online soon?
I hate that.
X.com is so dumb.
It sounds kind of yucky.
Yeah.
It's giving yucky vibes. But yeah, you can find us on there. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in. And as Pom Pom Purin would say, bye.
butthole. Bye with a butthole.
Bye with butthole.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.